Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly clear. 63 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 61 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 58 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 58 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 58 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 56 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 58 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Sunny. 57 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 62 degrees.
Alpha Alpha Zero Hotel Papa Mobile.
Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 65 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Partly sunny. 66 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Partly sunny. 71 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Mostly sunny. 74 degrees.
November 8, Victor Lima Charlie Mobile.
KB8OOE.
KB8OOE, November 8, Victor Lima Charlie, how are ya?
Oh, still healing up from the flu.
I'm sorry I didn't catch that.
Still healing from the flu.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Flu in this kind of weather? That's kind of miserable.
I'd rather have it now. I can get some sunshine anyway.
Well, you sure don't sound very good.
Almost as good as they sound.
So how long have you been suffering with this?
Sunday. Pretty much all day Sunday. Until now.
Well, you should be on the healing end by now, I would like to think. Yeah, go out and get a little sunshine and burn that crap off.
That's what's going on right now. Heading into Saginaw. Up here in Vassar, just crested the hill.
Well, we are headed south on 23 towards Hamvention.
Virginia.
Yeah, it'll be our first time, so I'm really looking forward to it. We're getting updates from friends that are already down there camping, and I'm just itching to get down there.
Yeah, a couple people make some noise about a few that's going, but I wasn't feeling up to it at all.
Have you ever been there?
What'd you say?
Have you ever been down to Hamvention at all?
Yeah. When I was in Dayton, I was down there.
Oh, all right. So it's been, you know, I think, didn't they move it into Xenia after Dayton got hit by the tornado several years ago, right?
They moved it because the orchard that everybody used to park in, I don't even know if that building even exists there anymore, but they don't do it there anymore. They haven't done it there in a while.
Well, from what I understand, it's a very, very, very big deal. And if you like crowds, that's the place to go.
Good luck getting a signal out of there or hearing anything but solid RF hash. We couldn't even talk across the parking lot.
Well, I'm not surprised. I reckon there's a great deal of interference going on.
There was a lot of trunk sales and crazy stuff. But, yeah, I suppose if a guy walked around with a 4-foot or an 8-foot fluorescent light, if it was dark enough out, that light would probably light up around the whole place. So much RF in the air. It's hilarious.
Yeah, that's what my husband was just saying. Everyone's going to glow for a whole week afterwards.
You wonder why your skin's all barn red and you feel like you're sunburned.
Yeah, but a good time was had by all.
Yeah, I seen Ronnie Millsap and his Skype was with him. And it's out in trunk sales, and I met Joe Walsh. Didn't even know who he was. I thought he was somebody from Lapeer. It was comical. As a matter of fact, the guy's name I thought he was Joel, with an L on the end. And I didn't even know it was him. I was actually talking to him out in the trunk sale area. And it was pretty funny. I didn't know who it was until I went back home and got on the internet. Seen that he was a special guest, a guest of honor or something like that. And the only reason I went to the website was to look for the fast scan video, because you used to be able to do fast scan TV. I don't know if there's anybody doing it or if there's any repeaters anymore, but I was looking for the chicken camera. They put a camera on a chicken and let it loose.
Okay, now you've got my curiosity piqued. I can't imagine everything that's going on there. The friend that's down there already says there's a woman that walks around that's got her hair all done up on top of her head that makes it look like an antenna. And then you got another guy that walks around with like the cat in hat type of hat that's got an antenna in it. And he says there's all kinds of crazy stuff going on.
Yeah, the goofy guy with the yellow hard hat. He had an antenna tower with a blinking light on the top. It looked like the Eiffel Tower. It's hilarious.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be quite an experience, I'm sure. And maybe pick up a few goodies along the way.
I met Gordon West there. And a few other people, Bob Heil. Bob Heil's gone now. Gordon West got it just about me. He's old. And there's a few people down there. It was neat. Seeing Ronnie Millsap walking around was kind of a eye-opener. He had that black trench coat on, like he always wore. I don't know if I don't even know if he's still alive. I know Joe Walsh is still alive.
Yeah, it's going to be, you said something about black coat. It's going to be 89 degrees down there. Yikes.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. There wasn't a lot of wind at Dayton. They had a lot of cool stuff, though. Some of that military equipment was pretty interesting. And then, I don't know. The vendor, back then it was close to $700, like $680 or something for a FT-817MD backpack case to all mode, all band rig. And you could pick one up from a vendor, or the 706 Mark IIG, you could pick them up from the vendor. They must have sold a couple hundred of them over the weekend. They were $500 a piece each.
Oh, Well, I'm certainly going to have my eye out on some sales, that's for sure. I've got a wee little shopping list, but you never know what you're going to run across that you figure you can't live without.
I'd be looking at the Hermes Light 2, the Zygu G90s. There's going to be a lot of deals on from vendors like 7300s or any of that stuff that are stuff that's getting towards the end of their run, production runs. They dump a lot of it quick. But a lot of antennas, deals on antennas, brand new, you know, a lot of stuff like that. A lot of new stuff, telescopic, like squid poles and cool stuff like that. A lot of new stuff with digital.
Well, I'm not too much into the digital thing, not yet anyway, but definitely got my eye on a couple of antennas, and, you know, maybe somebody can talk me into one if the price is right, and I'm looking for a set of headphones, and then, like you say, if the price is right, I don't need another radio, but I don't think we're going down there because we need to, right?
I think I need to get into digital at some point on UHF. There's a lot of spectrum up there, a lot of room for improvement from FM. And getting the digital to move data on UHF is really where it's at. UHF and gigahertz frequencies to microwave.
Well, if they have, are you talking like a handheld digital or a base digital radio or what? But I wouldn't be opposed to maybe a handheld digital radio.
Any of the above. I mean, you can do it on 2, but there's a lot more spectrum on 440. But I haven't really broke into it yet. I've done a little bit of digital voice on HF. But it's not real popular, and people get upset when you try to use it. KV8OE.
NADLC. Yeah, I just last week installed SL Digi on my computers. And I still don't have it working on my Windows 10 computer. But when I installed it on my Windows 11 laptop, I had it up and running perfectly in 10 minutes. So I don't know what the problem is with my other one, but that's about as far into digital as I have gotten. And I don't even know if that's really truly digital, but that's as far as I've gotten.
Yeah, there's a lot of, FL Digi has a lot of stuff to offer, but there's a lot of other modes. Digital slow scan TV, that's 100%. 100% on the copy because it works like packet, sort of. And then the digital voice mode. But as far as getting something to do digital on UHF and VHF, a lot of these radios come with it pre-packed, and they've got, there was some legal battles that went on for a while. Proprietary modes, but I think they're past all that now.
Yeah, we've got, in fact, I'm talking on a Yaesu right now, and talk about proprietary, you know, there's just nothing going on with that C4FM channel. You get the same four guys every day talking, and there's just nothing else going on, so we don't even bother with it.
What a nice day to be out on the road.
Yeah, I think I lost you there. I think we're getting far apart from each other. So I'm going to take 7-3, and I hope you're feeling better. Hope you get over this flu. That's just miserable. And I'll talk to you later. Thanks so much for picking up my call. November 8th, Victor Lima Charlie, and I'm out on your final.
7-3, have a safe trip. This is KZ-8-0-O-E.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Delta Zulu. Anybody copy me to that? Hello.
Whiskey Delta 8, Papa Kilowatt Lima. Good afternoon.
Good evening, or good afternoon. Whiskey Delta 8, Papa Lima. I think that's what you said. Yeah, I'm just sitting here on top of the Zilwaukee Bridge, headed north with the fishing boat, going to see if the bluegill are biting.
Oh, Roger. Well, I just left that area. That's where I live at. I came down here to a friend of mine's house, and I see they're not home.
Okay, you cut out there a little bit. Sorry I didn't copy your whole transmission. Are you saying you just came from the Zilwaukee Bridge?
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Partly.
There, I just got out of the car. And you can probably hear me better now.
Yes, I can hear you a lot better now. I can hear you at all before. Very staticky. It looks like you could key the repeater, but no transmission. So you got like a handheld inside your car, maybe?
Yeah, I do. I don't have an outside antenna for the car yet. I think I'm going to have to order one. This is an ICOM, ID 5200 plus. Radio, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the handhelds too much. I mean, I do have one. I got one of them UV 5R or whatever the heck they are, one of them $22 2-meter 440 radios. This one here is an ICOM 2730. It is a much better radio. At least I think it is. It tunes in a lot better.
Oh, yeah. Well, ICOM is the only kind of radio that I'll buy. I've got a 7900 here at the house.
I lost you again. Might have to stand on top of your car. Roger?
Oh, I was over by the house. Yeah, I got it.
Are you in, I think I'm on the 310, I can't remember what it was. Guilford repeater, is that where you're transmitting from?
No, N-A-E-R-L. The frequency is 144.730, and the receive frequency, I think, is 600 above that.
Oh, you must be down south then. I'm just coming into Standish, Michigan. I think it's on 145.310. Call sign is Kilo Charlie 8 Delta Zulu.
Roger. Call sign here. Whiskey Delta 8 Papa Kilowatt Lima.
My name is Tom. Glad to meet you. Appreciate the comeback. Sometimes it's pretty quiet out here. You pretty much stay to 2 meters, or you use the HF also?
Well, HF and 2 meters as well. I'm a general class operator, so I got all kinds of operating space. There, I just switched over to the Guilford repeater. And this one covers the entire of the Saginaw Bay area. I mean, it's terrific. The name here, by the way, is Bob. Bravo, Oscar, Bravo.
Hey, good to meet you, Bob. Yeah, I agree. They call it the Tower of Power, and it definitely does. I can talk to Guilford all the way from Muskoka on my mobile.
Roger, I believe it. I think this antenna for this repeater is up on the state police tower, I think. It's one of them, a very tall tower, a couple hundred feet up in the air. So it's got a terrific footprint.
Yes, it does. It works very well. Are you in the, do you live in the local area? I live in Frankenmuth, a little town just east of Saginaw.
Yeah, Roger, I know. I live up in between Tarpon and Sewaukee.
All right, so you're close by. So do you use this repeater or the 240? You're probably on the 240 from time to time.
Yeah, sometimes I do, but most of the time, this one, or ERL, I've been trying to find someone on a digital repeater. Do you know that I have never heard anybody on that thing?
Yeah, I haven't dived into the digital thing too much yet. I was a ham radio operator back about 20 years ago and let my license lapse, and just recently went out and retested and tested up to an amateur extra, and it's surprising how large of a percent of the questions pertain to digital. I was kind of surprised when I was reading through the book. I was expecting it to be much more used than it is. I think 2 meters is still the number one, I had to guess. But, you know, I bought a radio called a Zegu G90, and I've been up on the 40-meter and 20-meter bands, and they're pretty active at night. I hear a lot of people, Canada, all over in the States there. It's kind of interesting. It seems to be that's more active than the 2 meters anymore for me.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, the reason that they're pushing the digital is because the bandwidth needed for communication is very narrow. There's nothing but zeros and ones going over the air. And they did the same thing with television here a few years ago. Now, there is no analog TV. It's all digital. Good part is that you have no interference on your television signal at all. Nothing. Okay, you could be sitting in an electrical storm, and if you're brave enough to turn the television on, or dumb enough to, then you wouldn't see any ignition noise, or, you know, the lightning wouldn't bother it or anything else. Well, the same would go with amateur radio here. Plus, being able to handle a lot more data and people on the air at the same time.
Well, Bob, that sounds about right. And less power to boot. It just seems different, though, than from when I started. You know, I use a piece of wire hanging out the window, and I guess you can still do that, but with a shortwave radio when I was a kid starting out and then trying to figure out the best way to communicate with a low-power radio. Now it seems like they want to put everything on the Internet. It almost seems like it's, I don't know, I guess they're using, instead of using the telephone wire, they're using, or the cable wire, they're just using ham radio bands.
Negative, no. You're thinking of Echolink. And what they're doing, well, here in Michigan now, overhead telephone lines do not have to be maintained, not anymore. Now everything goes over the internet, and it's on fiber optics.
Right, including digital.
Yes, sir. That's right. Everything. Well, listen, I'm going to have to get off here. I've got to see if Vince is around here. I'll talk to you again. WD8PKL73.
Have a good day, Bob. Thanks for coming back to me. Enjoy your afternoon. KC8, Delta Zulu. NAGL, this is Kilo Charlie 8, Delta Zulu.
Okay, Kilo Charlie Echo, something on Zulu. This is November 8th. We just landed.
Here
this is November 8th. We just landed.
Traveling north on 75, about 5-8 miles north of the Zilwaukee Bridge. Beautiful day out here today. How's your day going?
I haven't really got outside, but I got to go see my doctor. I got a facility appointment there, but I just jumped outside. It looks like it's going to be a nice day here in Detroit.
Did you say Detroit?
Yeah, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Motor City, the Great Lakes State.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, just sometimes I get shocked on how far this link of repeaters can go. I'm all the way almost to the Standish Casino, talking all the way to Detroit. That's on 2 meters. That's pretty interesting, isn't it?
Well, it was once upon a time, but I'm used to it. You know, we got these link systems now. You know, we got all kind of stuff, man. I tell you, if you want to get in a package, you want to get in a satellite, you want to get into CW. I mean, we got so many roads to choose. You know.
Roger that. Hey, I'm gonna try the satellite stuff this summer. I thought that'd be kind of fun to give it a try.
Yeah, I got a satellite radio, an old satellite radio, U847. I bought it in Dayton back in, oh hell, I bought it in Dayton about 22 years ago now. This year will be 22 years ago. And I had to get my heat sink went out on the UHF. And I sent it in repair, and UPS dropped the doggone radio, and now they couldn't even find parts for that radio. So I had to sue them, and got the money, got me this 918, and I'm talking on the Jesu. Instead of having a satellite, I got Fusion on this radio, correct?
Roger that on the Fusion. You must have one of that. What is that, a Yaesu, I imagine? No, I guess what I was talking about is you use a 2-meter radio like this frequency, and you get a short 3-element beam that you hold in your hand, and you use your computer to find the satellite or the International Space Station, and you point at it, and you can use the satellite like a 2-meter repeater. It sounds kind of interesting. Maybe kind of difficult. I'm not sure. I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah, we can do all kinds of stuff. I'm going to Dayton in the morning there, me and a couple of friends, and go down there and look around and see what other toys I could find. I was really into satellites, but not anymore. You have to have an uplink and downlink and all that kind of stuff there. I mean, you know, I got so much. I have a, my computer, I have a DVD-6, and it only cost $129, but I put the firmware in there, and it gives me V-Star, DMR Fusion, and all the other stuff.
Roger that. I hope you have a good trip down to Dayton. I'm getting kind of scratchy now. I'm getting a little bit too far away from the repeater or something. I got to stop off and get some gas. 73's to you. Didn't catch your name, but I got to go that away. KCA Delta Zulu.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, partly sunny, 78 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Partly sunny, 78 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, partly sunny, 80 degrees.
KF8DPZ.
KF8DPZ, this is Alpha Alpha Zero, Hotel for Fox. Over.
And a fine evening to you. How are you doing tonight?
Doing pretty good. I'm here on my Yaesu, I guess, what is this thing? DX6R. Got out of the box, haven't used it very much. Peter seems to be working real good. Name here is James, and I live in Midland.
All right, copy that, James. My first personal is Cliff, Charlie Lima, India, Foxtrot, Foxtrot. I'm down here in Clinton Township talking on the Mount Clemens repeater.
I copied Cliff. I hope I got that right. And you're in Mount Clemens. What's the call sign or the, what's the station sign for Mount Clemens?
The call sign on that one is Whiskey Alpha 8, Mike Alpha Charlie. The frequency is 147.200.
Hey, very good. I guess we're linked. I'm using November 8 Echo Romeo Lima as the repeater to get to you, so we must be linked.
Yes, we are. These both these repeaters are part of Whiskey 8 Charlie Mike November's MI2 network.
Give me that network sign again. I want to see if I can follow up on that.
It's the Central Michigan Emergency Network. The call sign is Whiskey 8 Charlie Mike November. Copy?
Copy. Whiskey 8 Charlie Mike November. Very good. I'm just getting into the net, and I'm starting to use SLA for some charges up on it. It's great to be able to use screens with that.
Yeah, I haven't started exploring EchoLink yet. I'm still playing with the analog radios here. I'm using a TYT TH9800 right now for a base station.
Very good. I have figured out what the long fuse is up to my antenna as far as what I can push, but I'm just using an ST. I bought a Bofang, I'm not going to try to do the Pro, whatever it is. It's got an acronym to it, but I'm really impressed with it. I got the batteries in charge right now, but it's a nice little radio. The learning curve on the Yaesu model takes a little getting used to, and otherwise I'm on HF most of the time. But anyway, Yaesu and the Yaesu seem to be working really good right now, so I appreciate you coming back.
Always a pleasure. Yeah, the Baofeng handhelds are actually, they actually work really well, surprisingly, for how much they cost. You know, I've got a couple of them here at the house myself, and they actually work really well. If I wanted to, I could fire up one of them and talk to the repeater from my front room. Pleasure to make the contact. I got to find my pen. I got a pen right here. There we go. Want to get your call sign one more time and write it down so I can put it in my own logbook.
Yes, please. It's Alpha Alpha Zero Hotel Papa AA0HP. Simple, and that's right. Okay. That should do it.
All right, I got a good copy on that.
And finally, I copy you as Kilo Foxtrot 8 Delta Papa Zoo, KF8DTZ, and your name is put.
That is absolutely correct.
Well, Chris, I'll give you 73s and thanks for the conversation. And I'm in Saginaw right now, and I'll probably beam out again every day, see who I can pick up. So thank you for coming back. 73.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for having a conversation with me. 73s to you as well, and I am clear after your final. KF8DPZ.
Alpha Alpha 0 Hotel 5, clear.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 81 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 81 degrees.
WC80 testing.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly sunny. 79 degrees.
W8FFR, monitor. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Yankee Lima, this is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot Romeo. Romeo radio check.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly sunny. 78 degrees.
FFR radio check and... Romeo, I didn't get your call. You came in very strong. FFR monitoring.
KE4 ZYQ monitoring.
Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 75 degrees.
KYNU monitoring.
KEAFZY.
5-8-DBZ monitoring.
Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy, 73 degrees.
KU4ZYQ will be monitoring.
Where's that at?
Good evening, 23 hours, cloudy, 72 degrees. Updated weather. Tornado watch.
Excuse me, why I need monitoring. Wayne, you monitoring the channel for a little bit.
Tornado watch. Updated weather. Severe thunderstorm warning.